Have you ever felt like you've got more in the tank and you know that there's more potential in you, especially in business? Jack came to set the standard and he ended up tripling his business within a couple of months. He has an email marketing company. Some of the tools and the tactics and the mindsets that we teach every 2 to 3 weeks in a free mindset webinar. This is an invite to you to come to that webinar. Just click the link below. It's the first link in the description and I'd love to see you guys there. Can't wait.
Yo, 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 what's up everybody? Welcome to the About Wellbeing podcast episode 28. Today's episode will be on stress, all things stress and cortisol. This is one of the most important podcasts. This is a very simple podcast. We'll be going through steps, but this is stuff that I think that should have been taught in like reception, year one, and the rest of it. And this is kind of like a precursor to my next podcast, which will be on sleep. So listen to this one in-depthly for the whole thing. There's some really important tips in here that we all should know, and I go through this all the time in all the things that I talk about. Now, if you want to dive deeper into this, I have an article on my website just called Stress and Cortisol at www.coreybatwell.com, and you can read that thing there. It's got all the prompts and all the notes from this. I'm basically reading this out for you guys, so if you guys want to dive in deeper, you can just check that out. And also, if you like anything, if you find any benefits from this, please share on your story. Just on the Spotify, click the share thing, or on the Apple Podcast, click share, go to your Instagram story and share it. Woo! And we just get this good stuff out there. We're all in this together. So I'm just going to start you guys off with a couple of quotes. Actually, I'll start you off with some Friedrich Nietzsche quotes. I said I'd be starting off with all of those. So here's some absolute belters. I'm not sure where to start for this one. Okay, this is a really good one for overcoming yourself. What you do, no one can do to you. He who cannot command himself should obey. So that's the question. Can you command yourself? And are you any good at it? Ooh. Next one. What life has promised us, we shall keep that promise to life. Oof. One should not wish to enjoy where one has not given enjoyment. Oh, innocence and enjoyment are modest. Neither want to be looked for. They just happen. Cool. So that's some pretty good quotes there. I actually really like those. They're pretty impactful. You think about them a lot. Like I think about the one, you know, what you do, no one can do to you. He who cannot command himself should obey. And what life has promised us, saying that life is giving us a promise, we shall keep that promise to life. We got to keep that promise back. So, boom. And yeah, one should not wish to enjoy where one has not given enjoyment. So if you haven't given enjoyment, well, really, you got to give enjoyment to enjoy. There you go. Simple as that. Nice. I like that. Good old Friedrich Nietzsche. Boom. All right. So quick glimpse of this. Well, here's the main points for this podcast I'm going to go through. I'm just going to quickly shoot fire these and then we're going to dive deep into them. So even if you only listen to like 5 minutes of this podcast, you're going to get some belters out of it. So cortisol is essentially a hormone that influences or can be influenced by stress. If we do not keep our levels down, it can affect our mood, performance, health, muscle growth, and how long we live. Holy shit. Now, the thing is cortisol is actually a really good beneficial hormone. We use it all the time, every single day to get up off our ass and actually do stuff. Cortisol regulates a whole bunch of different things in our body and actually promotes and gets health happening. The only thing is like a minimal effective dose, I guess. Well, just like having it in the right doses. If we're having too much cortisol, that's when it affects us. So that's what we're specifically talking about because in 2020, or even just ages ago, the way things are with life is we're just stressed out of our brains. We're not used to this amount of cortisol that we are constantly pumping, and it's attacking us from all different angles. So, yes, I'll keep going. The human body is not used to being in a heightened stress state for long periods of time, and unfortunately, our lifestyles at the moment demand that, which is quite unfortunate. It is essential we learn how to control our cortisol and know what cortisol is. If you guys don't know what cortisol is, I should explain right now. You have two basically adrenal glands on the top of your kidneys and they pump out cortisol. Now, cortisol is like when you're at the gym and you got to get cranking and you got to get going. It's the reason why we have coffee so much. So if you haven't listened to my last coffee podcast, listen to that. I'll go into it. But coffee squeezes our adrenal glands, pumps cortisol up through our body, and allows us to get moving. that's the paradox, I guess, is that, you know, when we constantly keep needing coffee and the rest of it to give ourselves that cortisol boost, when really we should be producing it ourselves. And if we're not producing it as well as ourselves, that means that, like, our body's trying to relax. Our body's trying to chill out. We've got way too much cortisol going on, and our body knows that. So it tries to, I guess, suck it back, and hormones and thyroid levels and things can just go fucking nuts if you're not paying attention to it. So that's one thing I really, guys, want you to know, is that cortisol is a hormone that gets pumped by the adrenal glands on top of our kidneys. So one thing for cortisol health is, and because it is where the kidneys are, is to keep yourself hydrated. Kidneys should be, you know, our kidneys are the things that pump out the water, all the rest of it, make us pee, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, because they're on top of the kidneys, if you have good kidney health, it's likely that you're going to have good adrenal health as well. So if I have a podcast on hydration, that's somewhere back, and I have an article on my website, hydration something on coreybatwell.com. You can also read those out. You can also read those or listen to that as well. That can be extremely beneficial resource for you. So that's essentially where cortisol comes from. Cortisol naturally spikes high in the morning, and then during the afternoon, it is supposed to dip, which allows melatonin to spike. Melatonin and cortisol cannot spike at the same time. It's basically as soon as cortisol is as low as possible, melatonin will rise, and when melatonin is as low as possible, cortisol will rise. Melatonin is what allows us to achieve high quality levels of rest recovery for our bodies, lets us get into a deep sleep, helps us recover our brains and our minds during sleep. Super important. Micro stress doses. So MSDs, Dr. Rangan Chatterjee gone over and made these elite, define the terminology. Increase our cortisol, MSDs increase our cortisol and stress levels. So these can happen as soon as we wake up, which can lead us into a flow of constantly sensitive to stress. Basically, we have like a tolerance to stress, micro stress doses. We have like a little tank. And once that tank has been used up, micro stress dose, boom, all our willpower goes, and we are extremely susceptible to more stress, and cortisol starts flowing once that tank has been done. Take reset moments. So an RM. So I like to say an RM for REM. So take a rest moment to get good REM sleep. Which is a reset moment, is consciously stopping the flow of cortisol, because it starts snowballing. Cortisol starts rolling, builds momentum, and once we get into a stress state, once that tank's been done, it's like, poor, we're just highly receptive to cortisol, which is a no good. So we need to take some rest moments in order to get some good quality sleep, some REM sleep, and to break that cycle of cortisol, which is important. I was going to actually wait till later to share the story, but I'm going to share it now because we're at the start of the podcast. One thing to be aware of is extremely important, is to be aware of your stresses during the day. So I had, at one stage, I was experiencing so much fucking stress being stuck in traffic, driving to work. Like literally it was an hour drive. It was like a 60K drive, and it was on Main North Road, and it was just bumper to bumper the whole time, trying to dodge cars, playing fucking dodge cars. Coming up to lights, intersections, hitting every single one, almost falling asleep at the lights, taking off, almost hitting people cutting you off. And it was just fucking absolute mayhem. And I was like, you know what? I'm too type A personality that it's so hard for me just to fucking chill during the stress when I'm trying to get to work on time, because I want to get to work early. And so what I did was, I was like, fuck it. I'm going to ride my bike and catch the train. The quality of my life improved drastically. Getting that like exercise in, release endorphins, gets my stress down, and then sitting on the train, not having to worry about a thing, reading a book and meditating is what I was doing on the train, and then get on my bike, ride to work again. I was like, why the fuck haven't I been doing this for ages? My stress levels just went boom, boom, straight down. Lost a whole bunch of weight, felt heaps better. I was like, this is fucking fantastic. So there's a little story for you guys. We'll get into it a little bit later, but you know, just ask yourself the question, where are you most stressed? When during the day you're like, fuck this, or like, and then what can you do anything to combat that? Here's another point. It is absolutely key to learn to recognize when you're in a high cortisol and stressful state, acknowledge it, and then try to remove it. There we go. That just leads into that next point, doesn't it? It is absolutely key to learn to recognize when you're in a high cortisol, high stressful state. Acknowledge it. Fuck, I'm stressed right now. let's do some things. Let's breathe, meditate, do whatever to get out of it, because it's fucking horrible being there. We want to be there when we want to be there, not when we're forced to. It is also key that you increase awareness of high cortisol and stressful states, especially in your schedule. So during the day, if you have the constant same thing for stress popping up, why? Why is it there? So being aware of the stress that may come up during the day, the next day, and the rest of the week is essential. So just being aware of your schedule. I've got this meeting on, I do a speaking thing every day. I've got like work's always flat out on a Thursday, blah, 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 whatever the rest of it is. And then when during the week and what days are going to be extremely high stress and high cortisol for you, and how can we do something about those? Extremely important. So yes, cortisone is essentially a hormone that influences or can be influenced by stress. It can be extremely positive to the body in small doses and negative in continuous high doses. Don't want the negative. So the positive, cortisol basically can help control blood sugar levels. It regulates your metabolism. It helps reduce inflammation. It assists with memory formulation. And it has a controlling effect on salt and water balance and helps control blood pressure. How good? Negative. Cortisol also causes your body to respond to stress or danger, increase body's metabolism of glucose, control your blood pressure, and reduce inflammation. Cortisol is used and it is spiked when exposed to stress. High stress states cause cortisol to rise, and if cortisol is elevated for too long, it can be damaging on the body. All right, so, and as well, cortisol is great for going to the gym, it's great for exercise, it's great for sprinting, like whatever you're doing. If you need to get something fucking done, cortisol, yes please. It also has a bunch of health functions in the body, but I don't know too much about those. And then yeah, negative is like, if you get too much of it, it's no good, it's gonna fuck your sleep cycles, it's gonna fuck everything else, and can really, if you go too bad with it and it's constantly high, if you're in a high cortisol state too often, your hormones sort of flip around and your thyroids go nuts, and then you're like, what, why have I got all these hormone and thyroid problems, why have I got all this weight gain, and what's all this happening, and blah blah blah. It can do that if you're stressed out all the time and like just cause cancer and all the worst stuff. So you just want to be aware of it. So is your day overloaded with micro stress doses? Ooh. So your body has basically a limit of stress for micro stress doses it can process in a day. If you start your day with a few micro stress doses, you can open the floodgates to being sensitive to stress and increase your sensitivity to being sensitive to more micro stress doses. Fuck. If you're constantly exposed, you can end and build weekly habits to being constantly sensitive to micro stress doses all day. And you don't want those habits, guys. No, thank you. Those habits get built in and then you're just constantly running a schedule 24/7 of just being, fuck, resulting in a constant stream of cortisol throughout the day. Your poor adrenals. Oh, God. That's why the need for things like licorice root tea and shit like that. Licorice root tea helps your adrenals. Bone broth, all those things help your adrenals. So good. We want that support. Ashwagandha, support the adrenals. So good. So let's have a look. Johnny's day. It might look somewhat like yours. All right. Here's some examples of micro stress doses. Wakes up to an alarm. Hits snooze. Wakes up to another alarm. Hits snooze again. Has to rush to get out of bed. Ah, shit, I got a bunch of stuff to do. Immediately remembers all the tasks you got to do during the day. Oh, I got to do this, got to do that, got to do this. Gets distracted and has to rush, get ready for the rest of the day. Oh, God, got distracted, was on my phone, whatever. Shit. Almost forgets saying goodbye to your partner in the morning. Oh, shit, oh, fuck, almost said goodbye to all your family. Gets stuck in traffic. Stuck in traffic, stuck in traffic, stuck in traffic, stuck in traffic. Arrives to work just in time, but immediately has to start and doesn't get a chance to fucking sit there and focus and figure out what you're going to do for the day. Phone keeps ringing. Emails flood in. Starts rushing at work, remembering all the things that you got to do. Fuck, fuck, fuck. By the time Johnny started his workday, he's been exposed to so many damn micro stress doses that his stress tolerance tank has been depleted. It's gone. See you later. This means that his cortisol will rise and remain risen throughout the day unless he does something about it. Shit. So yeah, that happens. It rises and will stick there during the day. So what can Johnny do? So I'll explain how cortisol is basically supposed to work. And then we can figure out what you can actually do to fucking sort your cortisol out. So cortisol and melatonin. So basically what happens is cortisol spikes in the morning, slowly decreases through the day, drops down to like a whole bunch of nothing, kind of late at night during the evening, and then rises again in the morning. So how that basically goes is around 6 a.m. it starts to rise, 9 a.m. it roughly peaks, 12 p.m. it's like 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. it's starting to decrease, down to 12 noon, keeps going down, 3 p.m., keeps going down, 6, 7, 8 p.m. it's still dropping. Around 8 p.m., 7 p.m. is when your melatonin starts rising. Melatonin starts rising rapidly at 9 p.m., goes up to 12, 1 p.m. it kind of peaks, and then sort of 1, 2, 3 a.m. it sort of rapidly starts to decrease, down 3, 4 a.m. where cortisol starts to rise again at about 4, 5 a.m. to help you wake up, right? So that's how it goes. And melatonin is your champion sleep hormone. Like, if your melatonin level is healthy, you'll most likely have the best restful and regenerative sleeps as possible. Sleep is the most important thing. People say like diet and nutrition, but I honestly think sleep is the most important thing because you got to do both of those things right in order to get good sleep. So we all know how critical sleep is for performance, health, energy, and regeneration. If your cortisol does not decrease, right, your melatonin will not rise and you will not get the real good sleep you need to do. So basically what most of ours look like is there's a figure on my article, you can see that. But basically it's like your cortisol spikes during the morning at 9 a.m. and it peaks at 9 a.m. and then it just fucking stays there, that high, for the rest of the day. Especially if you get stuck to, if you do a whole bunch of micro stress doses and you're exposed to those, it just opens up the floodgates. And high, big amounts of stress, it's probably more like up and down, but it's around that up time. And then melatonin just stays low the whole time and then tries to spike at night and then goes back down and does not get the spike that it needs to. So if your melatonin does not rise, you will not get the rest you need to be your best self, or be yourself at your best. So basically, we need to do is ensure that during the day our cortisol decreases and be aware of what causes our cortisol spike. Where is our stress? Cortisol spikes and micro stress doses will prevent cortisol from dipping down to the level it needs to allow melatonin to rise. It is essential to look at our own daily schedule of exposure to micro stress doses, positive and negative ones, because, you know, going to the gym at 11 o'clock at night is a huge fuck off stress response, and you're not going to get a really good regenerative sleep. Your hormones aren't going to spike, and it's just not going to be good for you. Cortisol's too bloody high. So what this does is we want to be aware of the stresses during the day, and if we find ourselves in an elevated state, what we want to do is want to take a step back and actually have a moment to ourselves to relax, calm down, or meditate. What this does is closes the floodgates off and puts a stop to our highly sensitive stress and cortisol states. This gives us a chance to recalibrate and allow us to control and decrease our stress levels. Thank God. Hopefully, getting the ball rolling for continually being in a calm and collected state during the day. Parasympathetic, sympathetic state. Cortisol, sympathetic. Parasympathetic is rest and digest. So we want to be in a parasympathetic state majority of the day and only be in a cortisol state basically when we wake up, when we're training, and if we've got something important to do. So what do we do then? So what are we supposed to do? It's actually really simple. So allow cortisol to a spike in the morning. And sometimes what happens is cortisol things, if you're too stressed up, too stressed out, it doesn't spike in the morning. So we've got to make sure that we allow it to. And then allow it to decrease during the day accordingly. And that's it. That's literally it. When cortisol decreases, it allows melatonin to rise. So basically, what we need to do is make sure, facilitate a healthy cortisol spike in the morning, and then allow it to decrease. So how do we decrease our stress and cortisol response? How do we actually do that? So we decrease stress and cortisol levels by relaxing. Chilling the fuck out, y'all. By giving yourself permission to reset. You need to give yourself permission. Like, look, I'm taking 10 minutes break today. I know work's crazy and I've got demands from my boss and stuff, but I am fucking taking a 10 minute meditation. I give myself permission to do that. There's a big word, permission. Give yourself permission to take a fucking reset, especially with you crazy high entrepreneur, people that are nuts getting stuff done. Connor and Benji, I'm talking to you. take a minute. So where was I at with this? Take a reset moment, an RM for REM. As I said, RM for REM, get some REM sleep in there, basically. Rest moment for some good REM sleep, which is going to make your memory and stuff get better anyway. So a reset moment is consciously stopping the flow of cortisol. Again, this gives you control over your attitude and response to stressful or micro stressful situations, the pressure people may put on you or the pressure you put on yourself. I'm going to repeat that again because that's really important. Again, this gives you control over your attitude and your response to stressful or micro stressful situations. Also gives you control over the pressure that you put on yourself or the pressure other people put on you. You want control over that and your response to that. It is absolutely key to recognize when you're in a high cortisol and stressful state, acknowledge it and try to remove it. And we've got some examples in a minute. It also is key that you increase awareness of high cortisol and stressful states, especially in the future. Scheduling it. When is it actually going to be? I know I'm going to be stressed tomorrow. What can I do about it? So, being aware of these, being aware of the stress that may come up during the day and the next day and the rest of the week is essential. Using a journal or even like, or even weekly, looking at your calendar. If you have a calendar, look at it. Or your weekly to-do list, or if you've got a bunch of post-it notes, have a look at those. When are you going to be stressful? Can be extremely beneficial to you. Look at what days are going to be the most stressful, what the most stressful events are in your week, and when you most need to be prepared and organized to actually reduce these stresses. The schedule in your, like, and then schedule in your reset moments, especially on the high stressful days. Schedule them in. Schedule in your reset moments. Super important. Like, yeah. So for example, as I was catching that train to work, my God, now I do like set it. Like I, instead of, driving into work, I catch the train to the work and I do like 20 minute meditation on the way there. I do 20 meditation on the way back. I read a book and it's really handy. So I have saunas regularly, eyes closed. I'm trying at the moment yoga once a week. I do long walks outside with like no distractions, like music. Sometimes no music. Listen to a podcast or something. No music, no distractions, unless it's like lo-fi beats or something. All of those things are extremely beneficial. Float tanks, literally meditating, literally just sitting there and doing fucking nothing. But I believe meditating is really handy. Also, focusing on your breath. Doing some breathing exercise, just sitting there like, you know what, I'm going to take 10 deep breaths. I know my nose sounds weird, but I'm doing the breath, but a deep one. And focus on the breath out. When you breathe in, your heart rate increases like that. When you breathe out, your heart rate slows down. So you want to be doing really slow out breaths. You can even do an exercise where you count, you know, you just do 1, 1, 1, 1, 1 on the breath in and then count 1, 1, 1, 1, 1 on the breath out. Breath number 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2 on the way in, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2 on the way out. Try to get to 10. It's fucking hard without getting distracted. My God, takes 5 minutes. Doing that reset moment, the hell out of you. Extremely important. So the best thing to do, learn how to meditate. Also, get to bed early, get the right amount of sleep. Short walks. Learn to recognize stressful thinking. Fuck, I'm thinking stress right now. Let's just let that pass. Let's let it come through us and out. Learn to really let yourself relax and get into a relaxed state. Like, it should be training. Like, if you're doing yoga or something once a week or whatever, if you're practicing that Shavasana, the end of it, whatever it's called, where you really allow yourself to get relaxed, it's going to be easier to get relaxed more often because you're used to training yourself at getting into that relaxed state. So when you're doing stuff and go, oh, you know what? I just need to relax right now. Oh God, I'm relaxed that quickly, am I? Like, wouldn't that be a dream? So, but it can be done. You got to work towards that. Do a morning gratitude list. Start thinking of things you're gratitude for. Think about some of the most important people that are in your life. Think about some of the best events you've ever had. Things that make you really happy. When have you been at your most happiest? When have you had the biggest laugh? When have you been your most relaxed? Think about those things. Write them down. Quality family time. That's a super important one. Reset moment journal. So just when you're stressed, actually just write down, okay, I'm stressed. Why am I stressed right now? And what are the physical symptoms? That's like a psychological, like psychotherapy. Oh my God, I forgot. Psychologists and something would kind of do those types of things as for an exercise. If you're feeling stressed, boom, okay, I'm stressed. What am I stressed at? Why am I stressed? What are the physical responses? Just write that down when you're stressed. Do it for a week and then see how much you improve. Fucking crazy. Do a brain dump. The day before tomorrow, Write down all the things you have to fucking do before bed. What happens is your brain strongly associates things with writing things down. There's a crazy link there. And if you write anything down, your brain doesn't have to think about all those things that you've written down anymore. It goes, nah, it's all good. It's just on the page. If I need to remember those things, I just have to look at the page and they're all fucking there. So that is huge. Writing down all your to-do lists the night beforehand for the day that you have can dramatically decrease your cortisol and help you get into a good sleep because you're not fucking thinking about shit. Longer walks outside, get your blood flowing, allows your body to remove toxins and lowers cortisol. So you can also get exercise first thing in the morning, spike your cortisol. Cold shower first thing in the morning, spike your cortisol in the morning. Earthing, so do some barefoot outside. Have a coffee curfew of 2 p.m. Don't have coffee after that. Remember, it spikes your adrenals, gets your cortisol happening. Reading a book, light exercise, light yoga, some mobility, things like that. Sauna, a big stretching session at nighttime. You do a huge stretch. Oh my God, you're going to feel incredible after that. So distraction break for 20, 30 minutes. No phones, no books, no nothing. Just some times during the day where you're absolutely doing nothing. Just you, your own ears, going for a walk, or doing nothing, having a literal break from every stimulus. Because being on your phone increases cortisol. Fuck! But you didn't know that. Literally, just making sure you're trying to get those dopamine hits, checking for likes, commenting on people's stuff, looking at other people's stories, comparing yourself, checking for Snapchats, checking for Facebook updates, looking at your messenger, stuck in that scroll, increases cortisol's fuck. So put your phone away sometimes, it's super important. Massages, oh my God, huge for relaxing. Get a goddamn massage. Quality family time, having a nighttime curfew to remove all distractions, TV, phones, whatever, the rest of it, any device, blah, blah, blah. Even like you can read a book, but even sometimes then, like, let's just cut time. It's like 20, 30 minutes before bed. Let's do fucking nothing, especially if you're stressed all the time. Look at your schedule and your calendar and try to at least, you know, put 3 of these things in there that I've just mentioned. Maybe even 5 would be better. Just during your day or during your week. And if you like, I have a guided meditation literally in this playlist that you're watching. You just scroll down and it'll just be like body scan guided meditation. Yeah, I can listen to that. Or you can read my meditation article. I've done a podcast on meditation myself and I did a podcast on meditation with Mikkel. Both of those super helpful for figuring out all of those things. We dive deep into the stuff. So guys, thank you so much for listening. I remember I have this article on my website, CoreyBoutwell.com. It's called Stress and Cortisol. You can suss it out. If you learned something from this or you found this beneficial, please tap on the share, go and share onto your story or send to someone who may need it. Like if you're listening to this, you're like, oh man, that sounds like bloody dad's life or that sounds like this person's life. They're stressed out all the time. If you know someone who's super stressed, just quickly click that share, copy the link and send it to them and be like, fucking take this. Do some of these things. Sort yourself out. So some huge love to you guys. Thank you for tuning and listening in. If you haven't subscribed, please do because I keep putting these things out. I'm not stopping anytime soon. So yes, thank you so much for listening. Fucking huge love to you guys. Fucking, I'm just sending you some good energies and get some relaxing today. Move that cortisol and get a really good sleep and stay ready for the next one because the next one's all going to be about sleepy, 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 sleep. I'm going to smash this fucking barramundi salad that I've got here. It's now gone cold, goddammit. And see you in the next one, guys. Peace.
Thank you so much for getting this far into the podcast. As a token of my appreciation for the loyal listeners, you can get a $50 discount of your first month inside the Set the Standard community. That'll help you double your business and reprogram your mind. We have 2 live group coaching calls per month, 8 modules and challenges, and an exclusive network where you can meet all the men who are setting the standard in here. Please use the code PODCAST, capital PODCAST, to get the first $50 off of your first month. Can't wait to see you guys in there.